New Year's. The end of the year wears its face in the moon against the disguises one would otherwise put upon it. It is the mild temper of midnight that embarrasses us, and oh, we turn away into reassuring daylight, but backwards. If it were the forward motion one wanted, what tempers would not be resolved? Can one keep the night out of it as or when it was there? Darling, she had gone, we speak as if there never were an answer. We speak to the back, to sleep, to heads. We are alone in the new minute, hour, or year, or nowhere. House, your hand is too far from me. Tree, speak. The moon is white in the branches. The night is white in the mind of it. Love, tell me the time. What time is it? The second, the moment, moving in the moon? Of the strangeness of bending backwards until the mind is an instant of mind and the moon's light white upon an endless black desert, the sand in the night of the last moment of the year. We're trying to hold all this pitch because at no one point in that line does the thing actually get stated. In other words, the line there, I suppose, is so extended because at no one point in that, say, in those, particularly in those last two lines, did I feel what was imminent to say, what could be said could ever be located in any one point. It was the whole issue of this reaching, which New Year's means for me, I suppose, sentimentally enough, the whole sense of where are we and what have we come to? And if one complicates it by living in the desert, where you don't not only have time as an endless qualification, an endless possibility, but you have space equally, I suppose it's the truly existential position. The next poem then is continues in part. Duncan, who as with Olson has been a most useful and kind friend, this particular poem I like they say dedicated to him or wanted to have him take as some kind of offer because of this use he makes of the lady. And I, coming from New England, have always been very shy of any kind of use of a figure of this kind, except that in Duncan's poetry, this figure takes on a very real character, as it does increasingly, you may notice, in the poems of Olson, or it does in a parallel sense in Denise Levertov's poems. And this particular poem, anyhow, involved a sense of reality that I felt akin to what I'd learned from Duncan.